It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tonight's show was just so rock solid, I wanted to drop it off at the Paley Center for media, for safekeeping.
Uh-huh. But now listen, seriously, don't think you can just go to a gun store and buy a gun. No, 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 no. There is still a strict 15-minute waiting period.
Who is that talking?
That's David Letterman. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. He's a very funny guy.
We've
got lots of tape from him. We were talking about that earlier.
We collect them.
Later
we should
guy.
Play again some more David Letterman.
Very big day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sure
we're
is.
Very excited to have a new management team member here. As a matter of fact, I guess it's not. He's not the senior vice president. He's vice president in charge of media relations and radio sales.
Just one rung under Mr. Mason.
From name New is, York. Josh Berkowitz. Josh, pull up the microphone, will you please?
Right by your face,
welcome, sir.
New CBS management team member. How are you, Josh?
I'm fine.
Sound very young for the job. How long have you had the job?
2 seconds, I guess.
No, I'm kidding, of course.
Wow.
Josh is a kid.
Yes, he is.
We're here with the Berkowitz family. No relation to the guy that, you know, kaboom, kaboom.
I hope not.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, it's that name. I mean, you have to, you always have to say that.
Of course.
We have Josh and Ricky Berkowitz. Josh, you are 13?
Yes.
And your brother, Ricky, is 16?
Not his brother.
Ricky,
yes.
It's not his brother?
No.
Friend.
Well, what's his friend?
He's a friend.
Yeah,
okay,
friends.
So he just came on. He's a pal. All right, so your name is not Berkowitz.
No.
What is your last name?
It's Calwhite.
What, pardon me?
Calwhite.
Okay. Is that the truth?
So it's are you telling the truth, are you, son? All right. We've got Ricky and Josh and Josh's mom Carolyn, who is here.
Hi, Carolyn.
Carolyn,
hello.
You brought the boys through. There's some sort of project that needs to be done.
Yeah, they've got a Boy Scout badge.
They're earning a Boy Scout badge.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this going to be a special badge for like getting a better treatment than you were supposed to get, or what?
Well, it's. Full of stories, if it's not.
Full of stories.
A badge,
that's an important
for sure.
thing. All right, Josh.
Ooh, a communications badge?
Yeah, well, didn't you do that? Didn't you do the Boy Scout thing? I never did.
I think Boy Scouts requires more in communications than VCU did, and they gave me a degree.
you come right place.
Are you, did you do Boy Scouts?
Not exactly, no. No,
well,
I really didn't.
In a manner of speaking.
Stop it. We
hey,
have children in
I
here.
I know, that was
don't start with me.
Josh, are you a Weeblo? Are you a Cub Scout? Are you a Boy Scout?
I'm a Boy Scout.
You're a Boy Scout. All right, very good. So you get a badge for going to a tour radio station.
Uh-huh.
Did you expect that it would go this way?
No.
Do you have a best friend? Do you have a best buddy?
Yeah.
Would you like to say hi to your best buddy on the air?
Sure. Hello, Patrick Keane. I know you're out there somewhere. So.
All right, very good.
Cool.
All right, we'll make sure like you get it. You know, get a CD of it.
Josh,
like
do you like girls?
Sure.
Stick around.
No, he is not
what?
Sticking
now
around.
Don't you
That's
start.
Why we are adding the balance to the show.
I see.
That's Mr. Burbank. He's very bad.
Yes.
And don't do anything he's done in his life.
No, don't
right?
do that, John.
Now, Ricky,
Mr. Burbank wears pajamas even in the afternoon.
Ricky, you are 16.
Yes, sir.
And you're a Big Junkies fan, you said before.
I am a Big Junkies
fan. And
cool.
they do the show from this very studio, too.
This is their place.
But they're all off drinking somewhere. I hate to say
that.
But that's it. Do you have any other questions
don't
before
be like
you
that.
Take your leave?
No.
Very good. That's
excellent.
It. That's
Mike,
it. That's the way to do
you've
it.
Most covered
kids,
it all, Mike.
Most mm-hmm. kids shouldn't ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
They should speak especially, when they're spoken
especially
to.
Especially here.
Be
that's
seen
right.
and not heard.
I have a 13-year-old daughter, Catherine, too, okay? But don't even think about her.
Okay.
All right? You understand what I'm saying?
I thought you were going to set something up.
Perfect.
I'm not setting anything. What was that, Carolyn?
Not Jewish, but perfect.
No,
that,
not no. I believe Methodist. Yes,
that's okay.
Yes. The ex-wife into the whole Methodist thing. You know,
that's okay.
It works for you.
That would be a good daughter for you.
That's see. There you go,
Mike. You're not Jewish.
I was.
When
Rob.
Did this happen?
When I left the employ of Alan Goodman,
I
stopped being Jewish. Well, Josh and Ricky and Carolyn, thank you for coming by. Okay,
thanks, Mike. Yeah.
Nice having you on the show.
Thank
Have a great
guys.
Day, Ms. McBride. We'll see you out. And CK, the program director, make sure he gives you something for free
That's
before
right.
you leave.
Call,
some free
and
stuff.
Not an application.
But
call next time. We'll clean up.
Bye,
I'm
kids.
1/8 Jewish.
There he goes. All right, a lot of people waiting to chat here. Let's go to Eric in Woodbridge. Eric, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What do you do today? Hi, Mike.
Hey, Grease, how are you? How's it going, Grease? What's happening today?
It's Johnny Doodad. I was wondering, I've got a question about your workout.
Yes, fire away, Grease. We'd love to hear the question.
Yes. Well, I was wondering if maybe you, me, and the Boy Sprouts, they could do the 6-minute workout.
Oh. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank
That's
you, Doug.
That's Doug Tracht, everybody. Steve from Mount Airy, Maryland. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm just Jim Dandy.
I'm also a personal trainer, and
Pete Galelli's my guy. I don't want anybody to compete.
No, I'm not trying to compete. I just feel like you're getting a lot of bad advice on the air from people.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Tell him.
I'm ready for diet advice, but not working out advice. I want diet advice.
Okay. Well, diet advice, basically weight loss and weight gain is all calories in versus calories out.
Oh, like I didn't know that.
Duh. Slow down. Slow down so
Mike,
I can
I'm
get
sorry.
This.
That was your audition, and you failed it miserably. Enough with that.
So, Mike, your bank account is basically this. You put money in,
and
when
it accrues,
you take it out,
yes, then
they subtract.
They subtract. It has a minus sign.
That's
next time,
right.
Or in many cases, parentheses. Next
parentheses.
Time you get depressed, remember what happened here today. I'm not depressed at all. I love showing the family the tour. CK said, anybody want to give a tour, and I was walking out of the studio. I said, I'll give a tour.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
I thought it was, but he said there's a Cub Scout troop out.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Two kids. That's why you never believe program directors.
Carolyn kept putting her hand on my knee.
They make stuff up.
Let's go to Howard and Laurel. Howard, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I liked it.
No, I'm not too bad. Man, I can feel for you on your back pain. I fractured about six vertebrae back 99, and that's for through it, but I finally, about a year ago, I got a neurostimulator implanted in my back.
Well, that's the thing. Is that like the thing Jerry Lewis sells?
Yeah, and you know, my stepfather has it as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Except this one here is implanted inside my body. So
yes,
I'd like to have it implanted somewhere else.
That's hot.
I tell you what, but the one thing you got to do is you got to make sure you don't upset your significant other. My wife got me pretty good a couple months ago. I made her mad before we went to bed. She found my remote control. And cranked me up so far, it was like getting hit with a taser.
Oh, man. But it helps your, does it help your pain, Howard?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It makes you numb from the waist down, and, well, that's not really good in all senses.
No,
but,
I don't want to be like that.
So does whiskey.
Yeah,
not my whiskey, baby. Well, thank you for the call.
They do work.
It.
What you do is you have a remote, and you actually hold it right to your side where the sensor is, and that's how you adjust it.
But, is that the thing Jerry was talking about?
Yeah, and my stepfather, I don't think that he could live without it.
I was bleeding to death.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was at the chiropractor, and they had me hooked up on the electrostim, and they kept turning it up, but I kept not feeling it? And they said, do you feel it yet?
Right.
Do you feel it yet? Do you feel it yet? And I said, no, I'm not feeling it. Mm-hmm. What happened is they hadn't made a strong connection on my neck, and they said, let's change your position.
So it was fully, like, opened up at the maximum
and
voltage?
And so when they turned me, I made full connection, and it made me fall off the table.
What sound did you make when that happened?
It really felt like warm water was flowing through my body.
My worst chiropractor story had nothing to do with electricity or an adjustment or anything. It was going in there. Rob and I go to the same – we used to go to the same chiropractor. And I walk in there, and he does the thing. A lot of them do this. Community tables. So you're getting your electricity in a room with, like, curtains, but there are people, you know, 2 feet away from you.
Right. Oh.
And I'm getting the electricity. And what they do is they loosen up the muscles by giving you electric.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never been to
moist
a chiropractor.
Moist heat and zaps of electricity.
It's just tiny,
nice.
Low-voltage electricity.
It's nice.
And it loosens
that.
The muscle up. And you wait in there for – and this is done for about 20 minutes.
Right.
And as I'm sitting there, there's a woman across from me, and this is seriously what I hear for the entire 20 minutes. You can't look at him because you're face down, ass up, and all I hear is this the entire time.
Yeah.
Oh.
What sort of a noise is that?
She is sniffling. It is the sound buzz, if I didn't communicate it clearly,
of a runny nose.
Of snot being pulled back into the nose.
And I know exactly what you're thinking.
And it's like, you would think the same thing. I am going to get so ill.
You're about
being
to share
in this room.
A face down table with this woman.
And the hands of the chiropractor are going to be. And so I go out there, and she's doing this really. You know when people don't blow their nose?
Yeah.
They would just prefer just to sit there and
I
go,
I hate that.
And I'm really, I want to get up, rip the electrodes off my back.
You're
and go,
right about
lady,
this.
Lady, you bitch!
Mm-hmm. I love chiropractor. I love what it's done for me. And I'll say hi to Mike Poulin because he's a good guy. And he gets
Is that the same guy that's
no,
across the street?
No, this is a new guy. He's out of Ashburn. But what the problem is every time I've been to a chiropractor's office, is there any bigger collection of sickly, bad-looking people?
Whining people that just want to sigh and look miserable. So the community tables are also out where he does the adjustment. You know the place I'm talking about.
This is the other place.
And I get out there, and I'm behind in the order because this lady's going to go first.
And you got to watch.
Of course.
And I have to watch her get adjusted. And she's kind of – and she's going, and she's big, and she's sloppy.
Of course.
And she's, you know, not feeling well, and she's got a bad back.
Of course.
And he leans her over after. This sounds so dirty.
Yeah.
You can't describe this without it sounding dirty.
Leans her over the table.
No. Not only does he give her adjustment when she's lying on her stomach, but he turns her over, and then he adjusts her neck, and then he proceeds to take his two fingers and he starts like shaking where the sinuses are.
Oh, adjusting your sinuses.
And he said, this ought to make you feel better. And I am getting ready to puke just watching this whole thing 24 hours later. Now he washes his hands.
The next day.
So everything was cool with the doctor. He washed his hands.
Clean paper.
Uh-huh. But you're still, you know, where her ass has been. And 24 hours later, I get the mother of all head colds.
Sure.
Like, there was no escaping it. And that was really forever after that. I said, I just don't. Anything like that.
Yeah, you know,
that's why people die in hospitals more than anywhere else.
Those community tables are bad because also it's done for the convenience of the doctor. So he can go like three in a row.
Yeah, he can maximize
and you know
the people.
They all dig putting on the chiropractor's show.
All right, let's take three phone calls. We'll get to the first buzz. Let's get
fart
them on
the
quick.
Table?
Call number one.
No, but I farted in front of my trainer today.
I farted on the chiropractor table. That's not good.
I think that's normal in both situations.
John in Rochester.
What's the strain, Mike?
Normal and delightful.
Expected, really.
John Rochester, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Love the show, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I've had serious back problems for like 25 years. I fell off a story and a half roof onto asphalt. I'll tell you, perfect solution for me, 8 oxycodone a day and a lot of beer at night.
Okay, that's your way of dealing with it. Ed from Rockville, you're on the show. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Mike. Two things.
Yes.
Does Galooly ever work you out when you're
it's not Galooly, it's Galooly.
Jeff Galooly.
Huh?
Galooly. Does he ever work me out what?
When you hurt.
When I hurt? Yes, he does.
Oh, that's wrong. He shouldn't be doing that.
Well, he was in. Let me tell you what he did today. We're not working. And I don't want my trainer guy scrutinized here because he's a physical therapist
he's
also.
Getting it done.
So what we did first was do a series of stretching, and we really tried to fix the pain. And I'm feeling 1,000% better than I was when I walked into that training session.
Better with the stretching.
All right. And two, do you have a body pillow?
A body pillow?
Yes, he does.
Yes, it's called Carla.
Hey, now.
Hey. Now, what is a body pillow?
It's a big, long pillow that you sleep with. You wrap your legs and arms around.
Does it have a hole? Does it have a hole in it?
Does it always look surprised?
It will.
I'll go get a body pillow this weekend. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're the last call in this segment. Mike, you're on the air. Hello.
No, he won't.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
All right. Just to build on what the guy said earlier that you were kind of joning on. Mm-hmm. Weight loss is common sense. The fact of the matter is
I have none, though.
All right, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you with that. But
okay.
The whole thing is that it's not just about the calories. You got to just use common sense. Low-fat foods work. High protein does work. The idiot who told you not to do protein,
right.
Dummy.
Agreed.
All right, well, you guys can argue on your own. I think you should find a place to argue about this. The debate will continue. I am losing weight. That's the bottom line. Yeah. But the fact remains that...
Everybody say it.
Yes, everybody say it.
I am fat.
And
that's
just a little more muscular.
But I'll keep you posted, Mike. And, you know, call back in with any opinions you have on this. I'll let you know how it's going, okay?
Well, just one quick thing.
Go ahead.
Be happy that you're staying the same weight, because if you are putting on muscle, the returns you gain in the future are going to be exponentially greater than losing weight now.
I like that. That's a positive call. I'm putting you on hold and giving you a T-shirt, all right?
Oh, thanks, man.
All right, you're on that. I like that. Working, that was good and positive.
Working the big muscles gets rid of the fat. It's true.
Everything to me sounds dirty. Is it because it's BYOB Friday?
I think so.
Work that big muscle.
Work the big muscle on a
Stretch the big muscle.
On a full-length body pillow.
Then work it.
With a hole in it. All right, let's get our very first buzz of the day.
Right.
Here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. Friday sex news.
Yeah.
Two workers on D.C.'s Metro train system have been arrested on prostitution charges for running an operation in the subway.
You mean D.C. Metro?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boom, boom.
DuPont Circle, specifically.
Boom, boom.
Our next stop is Farragut West.
Oh, Rob, you're being too kind.
I know.
Would you like to really?
Please,
Rob's, what Rob's imitating is the Metro guy that tells you what your stop is.
Mm-hmm.
I really, if you come to Washington, D.C., you want to get around by the Metro,
it's fine.
Remember where you're going because you will not know
you
it from
the PA
because it sounds like, boom, boom.
Katie, stop.
Wait a minute, that was too good.
That was really accurate.
A little too accurate.
Boom, boom.
Running stone. Golly, please, Chinatown.
Boom, boom.
So good luck to you, visitors.
Running stone. Sugar West.
Boom, boom.
Running stone. Doors open on the left.
That's like the DC Metro
Enjoy
system.
Enjoy your ride.
I doff my cap to you, sir.
But they're actually going to have sexy things going on. They got people that are turning tricks on the Metro?
Well, police hope they've brought a stop to this. No, not on the train itself, but that's where the operation was headquartered. A station manager unknowingly told an undercover cop that she could hook him up with a sex party for $100.
So and he could pay with a fare card.
So that's just a guy that has connections.
Cop came back a week later and was told and told the lady that he was looking for some action right away, that he couldn't wait for the sex party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike.
So working in the Metro is a hooker.
A station manager and a janitor and perhaps others we don't know yet.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Man, why are they putting the heat on these people?
I don't know. They frown on this for some reason.
I guess they do.
The manager was also selling sex trips to Brazil. For $1,600, which is not a bad price in this economy.
Were they South American?
They did not appear to be from the photos, but I
Brazil!
Didn't know for sure.
Bueno, Brazil!
They were not wearing fruit on their heads.
Boom, boom. Oh, this will tell us where we're going, Buzz.
Good.
Next stop.
Yes?
Sex party. Sex party.
Why does that sound like a...
I wonder which
side
the
door is. Like a guest we had on the show yesterday.
Sex party in the Metro train.
Oh, an update for ye. Despite reports that the pregnancy pact story about 17 high school girls in Gloucester, Massachusetts was untrue,
right?
Principal's sticking to his claim.
Principal Skinner?
Yes. He says his information, quote, was and is accurate.
Victoria Principal.
Other city officials have tried to discount his claim.
One of the problems, I think, with this whole town or wherever this school is, it's in Gloucester, but I'm not sure what part of Gloucester it is. Mm-hmm. You know,
the good part.
They don't have any of their act together. They can't even tell whether was it a pact or wasn't it. How difficult you get the girls in a room and say, excuse me, we've got 11 pregnant girls here. Did you know, get together and decide you were all going to do this?
I think the school council and I think the principal was very quick to deny it. I saw him on a lot of the morning shows.
Oh, so he didn't want to. He wanted the school to look good.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
city officials, too. So there have been some spins applied to this story.
So
as well.
That's the whole thing. That's
what
going
it's about.
Here.
It's not that they can't tell. It's that they don't want to tell.
Oh, God.
British lawmakers are calling for the return of a mayonnaise commercial that was pulled after complaints about its gayness. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, I remember that. I thought it was a pretty funny commercial.
Well, so did I. And you'll get to hear a clip of it in just a second here. The TV advert features a man making sandwiches for his kids and then kissing his husband goodbye as he leaves for work. Well, after the ad was pulled...
Oh, it wasn't funny. It was just kind of like it was a normal thing. I mean, they were trying to do the whole thing where it was the same-sex couple,
and
they weren't making a big deal. Was it meant to be funny?
Yeah, I believe it was meant to be
funny. Okay, all right.
After the ad was pulled for being too controversial, members of British Parliament called for its return on the Parliament floor.
Order!
Exactly,
order!
Bully,
order, bully. Will the distinguished gentleman from Lincolnshire... mind if we put the part with the mayonnaise and the gay men back on?
I think it would be most appropriate. Put the spot on the telly.
Well, besides, Hines says the commercial's really about a female mom who turns into a New York deli chef before this happened.
See you tonight, love. Hey, ain't you forgetting something? Mm-hmm. Love you. Straight home from work, sweet cheeks.
That's the commercial. That's how it ends.
Straight on from work.
So they really didn't even process it when they wanted it yanked. They thought it was a gay couple.
It's actually a woman who turns into a New York deli guy.
Totally inoffensive.
After she serves the Heinz mayonnaise.
Oh, well, put it back on there. Here's to British Parliament.
Absolutely delightful.
That's
right?
Wonderful. Yeah, I totally approve.
But an anti-gay group in England calls it the kind of ad we expect to see in California.
Now, the anti-gay group is from Britain?
Yes, and they want the British ad pulled off British television because they say it's too much like something you might see.
I would like to say there are certainly a number of homophobes in the UK as well as the United States.
Of course.
Are you a part of the anti-gay group?
I am a part of the anti-gay group.
Ladies and gentlemen, James Mason, the president of the anti-gay group.
Nonsense!
I'm a little swishy.
I can't go bowling.
with you, Ralphie
Vice
boy.
President Richard Burton.
I can't go bowling.
Well, that's better.
You're
much
right.
Manlier.
Yes.
Women spend 58 days of their lives removing unwanted hair.
Ew.
According to a survey that also found women tend to spend over $10,000 a lifetime on hair removal products and services.
Oh, ew.
Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, seeing Clooney before Clooney was cool.
Okay.
And in the final Buzz, Budweiser fights to stay American.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The beer's cold.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't know if Judy Tenuta's here, but she's coming in.
Show.
She's here. Judy Tenuta's here. The beer's cold. Joe's going to come into the studio. We're going to start BYOB Friday. I mean BYOB Friday.
Huh?
Right after this message.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.